So, Adam, why did you decide to do some five-minute TV shows?
Five-minute TV shows are really a great way to gain exposure to yourself, first and foremost. But they're neat little interviews that you don't know what inspiration comes out of it. And I've done something like that before, and it really inspired me. Even though on the surface it seemed like an interview, but it allowed me to be more introspective than I usually am. So, yeah, I definitely jumped at the chance at being here.
Okay, I heard you have a new CD and you have a website. Could you please talk about that, please?
Yeah, you can find my CD in two places on the web. You can go to cdbaby.com and purchase the CD online. You just type in Adam Zadok, Z-A-D-O-K. Or probably if you do Adam Z, it'll just find it for you. And also you can check out my online press kit with videos, pictures, reviews, the whole nine yards. That's on sonicbids.com/AdamZadok, all one word. Adam, A-D-A-M-Z-A-D-O-K.
Okay, could you please play a song?
I would love to play you a song. This one is called Leave of Absence, and it's a little unplugged version of it.
Okay.
Nice. Thank you.
What inspired that song?
that song was inspired by a situation I got into that I didn't want to be in, and I knew I didn't want to be in it. And it became a very private situation between my girlfriend, who's my wife now, my girlfriend at the time, and a very, very good friend of mine, who I thought was a very good friend of mine. And, you know, they kind of opened up a can of worms that I warned them about. I said, we shouldn't do this. This should not happen. And, you know, it happened anyway. And everything that I predicted would happen ended up happening, ultimately leading to me losing two very good friends. So, you know, with that in mind, I just kind of had a choice of whether, you know, whether to say kind of, you know, I told you so, or just let it go and hope that it's a learned lesson. And I tried, you know, I always try to take the higher road. So I just let things go, even though the overwhelming urge of, you know, to say I lost two good friends when I didn't need to, because I knew this was about to happen. That urge was really, you know, took me over. But instead, I pretty much wrote a song about it and, you know, got it out that way. And just resurrected it recently as an unplugged little version. So
I guess I know the feeling of you do something and you lose a good friend and you say afterwards, why did I do that?
Yeah, you know, I saw it coming and I knew what would happen because, you know, people have feelings and people have emotions, and you know, everybody still insisted it on there. You know, it was the three of them, and you know, it was kind of versus me. And you know, all I could do was think, you know, I tried to take the higher road, the higher moral road, and maybe this will be a lesson for the other three people that were in that room that night, and they'll kind of figure it out. Maybe the next time something like that happens to them, they'll realize what a mistake they made that time.
Okay, could you please sing another song?
I would love to sing another one. This one's called Sunflower.
Like a sunflower seed?
Like a sunflower seed, because my wife asked me to write her a song, and her favorite flower is a sunflower. She's not a real, you know, very roses and, you know, chocolate kind of right. girl, but she just loves sunflower. And I was staring at it the one time, and I think I finally appreciated what she appreciates about them as a flower. But I also warned her that, you know, what might come out, you know, she might like, she might not like. Because there were turbulent times when we lived in Brooklyn, and even though I loved her, it didn't help ease my mind at certain times.
Okay.
So this is it. Thank you.
Must have liked that song.
I hope so. She does. She does like it. She wants me to write a, you know, slower, more heartfelt, sappier kind of songs. And that's kind of like what came out then.
Okay. So when you write these songs, what comes first, the lyrics or the melody?
$1 million question. To me, it really, you know, it really comes from an idea. And traditionally, I feel something in the music, I kind of come up with my melody and my lyrics almost exclusively in that order, until recently, where you know, I really learned how to take just the overall feel of the song and, you know, what I'm trying to say and what I'm trying to get across, and I kind of work it out that way. So more recently, as a songwriter, as an artist, I've started doing it in many different ways, starting with just lyrics that I really like, that you know, I jot down on paper, and maybe the next morning I'll get a melody for it. And I think ultimately it's just the idea of the feel of the song. If you're strumming along by a campfire one time or wherever you are, and you feel something in what you just played or that riff that you came up with, then I run with the idea of the song, and then really everything writes itself afterwards. The lyrics and music, it just kind of flows from there on. It's the idea first and foremost for me of what I'm trying to get across, and then the music follows after that.
Okay. Did you ever write a song like Paul McCartney, how he wrote Yesterday, where he just woke up from a dream and he had the melody from a dream, and he just recorded nonsense words in a tape recorder just so he wouldn't forget the melody? Did you ever do something like that?
Yes, I have done that on a couple of occasions. You know, one occasion recently, I kind of, you know, woke up in the middle of the night and really kind of worked out a song, because it wouldn't leave my head, and it feels great. And so I've done that, and I can only hope, you know, maybe one day it'll all be out there. And ironically, it was a song that I also wrote for my wife, but it kind of takes a little bit different angle than Sunflower did. So I was really happy, you know, when I was kind of started working on it, and you know, later on finished. I was excited. It's very exciting to be able to do that.
So what motivates you to write songs more? A real bad experience or a real good experience?
Both. You know, really both. And I know that's a lame, maybe it's a cliche answer, but it really is both. When I first started writing songs, it was almost exclusively out of bad situations, which is the typical thing, you know, and you kind of, you do get your best work out of the times when you're at your lowest point. But at the same time, I view this as songwriting and being a musician as a lifelong pursuit. And I've kind of started writing also about positive things and more positive lyrics, and maybe not as angry, maybe a little bit more insightful than it just being a message to myself, you know?
Yeah.
'Cause it I've learned that it does mean a lot to me when others can feel what I'm saying, but I kind of have had to work on being able to get that across a lot smoother than when I used to at first. So it's kind of a blend of both now. But it used to be, you know, almost exclusively, you know, from a negative, you know, hurtful kind of thing. I think all songwriters kind of begin that way.
Okay, when you get writer's block, what are some of the things you do to get out of the writer's block?
You know, Jim, to me, there is no writer's block. And I heard somebody say this so perfectly a couple of weeks ago. And they're absolutely right. And really touched upon a lot of what I felt. At least to me as a songwriter, I won't recognize writer's block. I just recognize it as, you know, just stumbling along the way as a new challenge to come up with something. If you know, I have a song and I have an idea and I want to work on the lyric. I'll work on it for a couple of hours sometimes. I'll lock myself and I'll rewrite pages or just, now if I like the lyric, the music doesn't fit into it, I'll keep hammering away at it until that song gets done. And only I know when my limit is to maybe sometimes, to know when to pull away, because that is important. But I get writer's block, but I just fight right through it. I keep right going and I keep writing that song. And maybe in the morning, if it sounds great, wonderful. If it doesn't sound great, then at least I completed that song and I move forward. I really look at this as it's a craft and there's no writer's block for me. You know, when you're having a bad day on your job, guess what? You still have to be at work and you're still on the clock and you still got to go until 3 or 4 or 5, whenever you get off of work. Well, the same thing when I'm writing a song, you know, I've had the idea and I'm going to keep pushing forward.
Really?
And coming up with the answer.
Well, I'm saying you don't have like a lot of songs that are just incomplete that you just file away. Like I write poems and I got a lot of poems that are incomplete where I just, they're missing something, but I can't solve them, and I just file them away, and then maybe a year or two ago, maybe I'll figure out a way to complete them.
Yeah, I do have those songs. I try to. It's harder to start and finish a song, even if it takes you 2 or 3 days. It doesn't have to happen that night, but I always try to start and finish it, even though it might go in the junk pile. But I do still have a handful, like 4 or 5. Songs that I really like, a verse here or a chorus there or a nice melody here, that I always juggle around and you know, maybe pick up on a couple, you know, a few months later. But I try not to do that because I consider it cheating, like I'm stealing from that one song. And I want to be able to, you know, that was that idea, that was that one mood that I was in, you know, this is, I'm here and I'm right now and this is how I feel right now. So yeah, I'll always keep those. I consider them, you know, kind of floating melodies or paragraphs of lyrics that might be here and there. You know, I won't consider them as songs that are yet incomplete. But it's ideas that I kind of keep juggled around.
How many total songs have you written in your lifetime? About 20, 25?
No. In my life, I picked up a guitar a little over 10 years ago only. And so I've been writing songs for about 5 or 6 years, from the first time I ever wrote a solid melody that I was happy with. And I would say that I've put together the good, bad, and the ugly somewhere between 80 and 90 songs.
80 and 90 songs? Really? Yeah. For that short of time, you wrote that many?
I mean, you know, a lot of them are you know, they can all maybe start sounding the same. They're not as good. You know, some are real ugly. Some are, you know, for example, Leave of Absence was a song that I wrote very early on that, you know, with my drum machine, and it was a big old rock punk song that I just rediscovered. And that's one nice thing about always writing. They always say, oh, keep writing. They all cliche, keep writing songs. But it's true. You know, you keep writing and you'll never know where you rediscover that song that you once wrote. So, yeah, I've written a whole bunch of them. I'm coming close to 100 songs now. And you know, people always found that real intriguing. I always get that reaction. Wow, you've written that many songs.
But that's a lot for 5 years.
Because that I have always approached it with the idea of not that it's a job or anything, but this was my inspiration and this is how I feel. And I would complete songs that same night sometimes, or within a couple of days, next song and next song. I remember I used to come home from work and grab a beer and just write songs. My girlfriend was at work. So yeah, I've amassed a good collection that I am proud, you know, that I'm proud of that. It's a small achievement, and it follows that philosophy of just always writing, and you better yourself.
All right. Well, I hate to tell you this, Adam, but we ran out of time, so I'd like to thank you for coming to do this interview then.
Thank you very much, Jim. I had a great time.